This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
It is Hump Day!
That means it's Wednesday. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Question out there to the significant others that don't hump their partner on Hump Day. You're not celebrating the day right. Everybody should be having sex today because it's Hump Day. Man, funk dead. This just in, but this show is about a lot of sex because that's what I like. Whatever. In your heart, you know he's right.
Door is closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic, be the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
Oh yeah, today is National Filet Mignon Day, which is not in my budget, but I do know when I turn 32 years old in about 21 days, but I'm not counting, I will definitely be going to Texas Roadhouse to give me a nice little porterhouse. But it's also International Left-Handers Day, and I want to give a shout out to my dad, who was left-handed.
Who's ready for an awesome day?
I should be. I'm left-handed.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
She's left-handed.
I thought I was left-handed.
I'm left-handed.
Wow. Yo, southpaw.
Southpaw.
Oh, southpaw moves your left-handed.
I'm left-handed.
It's International Left-Handers Day.
Sinister being Latin for left-handed.
Raise your left hand.
I see you're left-handed.
Happy International Left-Handers Day.
It's showtime.
Kiss me, I'm left-handed.
No, it's okay, I'm left-handed.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I always find left-handed people to be absolutely fascinating because I'm right-handed. My friend Forrest, who is a cavatender at the Children of Pinellas Park, is left-handed, and he like fell off of a skateboard or something, and he like hurt his left hand. And I was like, "That sucks, bro. I'm sorry."
This is not headline news. Taylor Swift announced a new album. Some wonder if it will suck since she didn't go through a breakup.
That is.
Experts say gossip is good for relationships. Not good for relationships? Coldplay cam. A nationwide soap recall is in effect due to bacteria contamination.
What?
Woo. Dodge that bullet, said Post Malone. And Kodak may cease operations due to declining sales.
Which is surprising because it seems like Gen Z brought it back.
Even the people at AOL Dial-Up asked, Kodak is still a thing?
This is not headline news.
This is not headline news.
Once I heard from a radio friend that the guy that does the voice is a dick, it kind of ruined it for me. You don't want to meet your heroes. An official used a sexual term when talking about America's 250th anniversary celebrations.
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets. We're going to enjoy our independence. Thank you.
I love that word.
It's going to be a gangbang like you.
Last night I was watching Ninjas, and it's really weird. Like, one of those videos popped up, and I was like, this is just demeaning.
I like kind of girl, you know, just, I don't know why I preface it with the guy first, but I'm just saying I am not into like seven dudes trying to squish into one space. I'm good. Mm-hmm. The fear of long words is called a long word.
Doctor, I think I have a fear of long words.
Sounds like a classic case of hippopotamonstrosis squepidaliophobia.
Have you ever been afraid of long words? Well, there's a word for that. It's called hippopotamonstrosis squepidaliophobia. This 36-letter word was first used by the Roman poet Horace to criticize those who overuse long words.
I got it!
It was coined in its modern form by American poet Amy Nezuku Matafil in the year 2000.
Wasn't it riveting? I know you're so glad I brought that! A pilot calls out the passenger for giving a finger after crew saved her life. A recent Air France flight had to make an emergency landing in Canada to save a woman's life, and she seemed pretty ungrateful about it. Here's the pilot explaining the initial situation, then updating the passengers on the woman's rude decision.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. One of our passengers needs some medical care. We asked for a doctor. Nobody was on board. So we are now diverting to St. John in Newfoundland, Canada. And we will have to offload this passenger to the hospital. This is your captain speaking. You'll be happy to learn that our passenger, which we saved her life, she was a bit angry to be offloaded with the aircraft. And she gave us a finger when leaving the aircraft.
There's one moment. Me and my ex were getting into a lot of arguments because she was deciding to leave me to chase other clout, that being women. And what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we had a mirror in our bedroom and I didn't realize she could see me, and I gave her the double bird, and that was, I know, good. What would it be like if two chat GBTs don't want to be the first to hang up?
If you ever need to talk or need more advice, I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. It's always good to have a sounding board. I'll definitely let you know how it goes.
Sounding
Thanks
board.
For the support.
Anytime. I'm glad to be here for you. Take care and good luck with your chat.
Thanks a bunch. I'll catch you later and let you know how everything turns out. Take care.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. Take care.
You too. Have a great one, and I'll be here whenever you need me.
Thanks. Looking forward to it. Enjoy your day.
Thanks so much. You enjoy your day as well. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, yeah.
Take care, team. Talk to you soon.
Frank and I.
Bye for now. Bye for now. Catch you later. See you later. See you later. Have a great one.
856-49-HAPPY. This is 856-494-6773. Let's go. Let me do this real quick. Actually, I don't know if I can play because of copyright, so we'll do da-da-da-da-da-da-da banana phone. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da banana phone. All right, that was me singing that because we got a voicemail. I go to Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Bula every day in Largo. And my friend Jason, who's a P1 listener, which means he listens to every single show, he left me this voicemail about me leaving a Celsius can.
What you need to do is clean up your Celsius that you leave at the bar.
I did.
You know who it is.
I love how on the word transcript it says selfies, but not Celsius.
What you need to do is clean up your Celsius that you leave at the bar.
I can kind of hear how they thought it was selfie. And here he is leaving the second voicemail, which you can leave me a voicemail anytime. 856-494-6773. Or if you're in a different country, you can leave me a voicemail one. I'll play it. Here's this.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's bullshit, buddy.
That is.
You said you would play my stuff online, and I didn't hear nothing. Why do I even listen to you?
I don't know.
You happy hour.
That is.
What is that, anyways? Okay, Mom. I hear ya.
Guess what? We have officially gone into Joe Show territory. When we're doing fake calls. Mm-hmm. Only mine are funny. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of iHeart, I saw this headline here. So there's the terrible Let's Go podcast with that phony fraud known as Jim Gray. And Tom Brady was the co-host the last few years. Well, this year it's going to be Matthew Stafford, as he seems like he wants to be going into the media. And oh my God, it's brought me back to 2022, where that podcast would get released at like midnight, and I would have to get up early to produce the podcast and edit the audio. And Pat and Aaron would be like, "This clip's not good enough." It's like, dude, the podcast came out 20 minutes ago. What do you want from me? And how is it being in 15th place? Mm-hmm. I noticed here, there's this new app called Tea, where women are spilling the beans and all the guys, because it's never their fault. It's the same thing as that group, "Are we dating the same guy?" And I'm telling you, man, these women are wondering why they're 40 and past their prime and single. And then you do decisions like that. Man, funk dad. The other thing that's been funny recently, let me have a swig of water. My voice sounds like Billy Madison now. Is my voice better? Seems better. Going back to the tea app, there has just been so many freaking women that are trying to shade the man. And then they're like, "Why am I past my prime? Why does no one want to be with me? Why am I washed up?" Because you're never the problem, honey. I've been noticing on TikTok, they'll use asterisks for the silliest things. It'll be like, "This guy was killed." And it'll be like, "K asterisk LLED. And I'm like, is that how sensitive we become as a society? That we're literally blurring out the word asterisk? Or I mean, they might even start doing that, but like kill or Trump. You're all a bunch of freaking babies. Also, Jim Acosta, I don't know if you ever heard of him. Let me turn off the funny music. Jim Acosta, he's from, yes, not ESPN. He's from CNN, and he's kind of a piece of garbage. Mm-hmm. He did an interview with a dead teen from Parkland shooting. Mm-hmm. And it was a very off-putting. Here's a little bit of it. So he was trying to say what it would be like if the kid never died.
All right, welcome to the Jim Acosta Show. It is
Monday. He's got a CNN voice.
Day, but it is another day that ends in Y and Trump's attacks on American institutions. Oh, with the GOP now.
Let me just skip to the voice. I don't want to hear this pretentious twant. Here's some of the fake AI.
Fan base and an exciting playing style. How about you? Do you have a favorite basketball player?
Oh, yeah. I definitely like LeBron James. He's amazing.
LeBron is incredible. His skills on the court and his...
Yeah, so this is supposed to be one of the gunned down kids from the Parkland shooting in 2018.
Leadership off it are truly inspiring. He's made such a huge impact in the game and beyond.
Jim Acosta, you are so talented. That's why you're no longer on CNN and nobody wants to be around you. Mm-hmm. And I am sure in every relationship you are in, you are never the problem, you bland douchebag.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. Here's Avant and Pitbull with Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Let's go.
Damn, look at shorty.
Look at shorty.
She was so good. She was so hot. Yeah. Like it.
Yeah.
Damn, look at shorty.
Look at shorty.
She was so good. She was so hot.
Two, ten, five plus five, five times two, ten.
team. She's pretty in the face, so sexy in the waist, and I'm really trying to get down to it. Got me on something else, cause she feeling herself, and she telling me she really wanna do this. This girl is straight from a magazine. On the cover of Smooth, I'm that dude. I'm trying to give it to you. She's dangerous, like a fire to a match, she's burning up. I ain't no amateur, baby, I hope you got stamina. Cause I can be a fitness coach, and I work for free. I know how far we can go.
Sex, sweat, sex, sleep, damn. Look at shorty,
look at shorty.
She's so good,
just the way you like it, baby.
Damn,
look at shorty, look at shorty.
She's so good,
good, fine, the way I
like it. 5 plus 5. 5 plus 5.
Mr. Carly Park told me come through. I said, no problem, dog, I got you. He said, I'm in Chi-Town working on the bomb. Like, no problem, dog, what you want? Said, I need that sexy classy. I'm like, you know me, dog, I'm nasty. So it's cool, I told him that a little. I was like, mama, let's play monkey in the middle. You know me, I'm a little bit crazy. Fuck the stretch to her legs like P.E. You looking at the Chico or Jay-Z? Yeah, that's right. Damn, I think she wants me. Damn, I think she needs me. Damn, I think she wants me. Say, baby, be easy.
Damn, look at shorty, look at her.
She's so good, she's so fine.
It's the way I
like it. Damn, look at shorty,
shorty sexy.
She's so good,
she's so fine. Just the way I like it, baby.
5 plus 5, 5 times 2, 10. 5 plus 5, 5 times 2, 10.
Girl, what's your strategy? I got your masterpiece. Come get this remedy. You need my therapy. Baby girl, what's next? Let's talk about sex. Do you have a special thing you do? You ain't gotta hold back. When we get up in the sack, I'm gonna satisfy you. It's late in the night and I'm trying to get it right. Do you feel the same way? I'm so enthused the way you move. I'm trying to give it to you. You're hazardous. When you jump in a ride, you can grab my clutch. If you're feeling that, girl, let's take it to the back. We don't have to leave the spot. Stay right in the parking lot. Then it all repeats.
Sex, sweat, sex, sleep.
Oh, damn.
Look at shorty.
Look at shorty.
She's so good.
So good. Just the way I like it, baby.
Damn. Look at shorty.
Look at her.
She's so good.
So fine.
That was Yvonne and Pitbull with Damn. I don't know if you know that, but now I'm glad I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, this following segment has been brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, and that's for Booyah. If you go there and you tell Colin Hollister I sent you, he'll hook you up. You can also go to southeastbotanicals.net. Now it's time for the beat drop. Now let's hear from some of my radio friends that made me some liners that we can all play in the club. You know what I mean? A jelly? A bean? What's going on, Brother Wheeze?
Hey, kids. It's Brother Wheeze, and you are listening to the Hoppy Hour with my main man, Ryan Hoppy.
Your side chick's favorite show is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Question out there. I want to ask the Gen X and Baby Boomer generation. Why are you guys hating on Kava and Kratom when you're the same generation that did LSD, cocaine, alcohol, marijuana, heroin? Man, fuck that! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
In your heart, you know he's right.
Whatever.
In your heart, you know he's right.
Door is closing.
Thank you.
something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. The other stations are tuned in too.
In the face. Come on.
Ryan Hop on the mic.
Hoppy, get a rhyme. Stupid AI claims to be so smart.
Yo, it's Hoppy Hour, we about to go live. Tampa Bay News is the place we arrive. From the beach to the bay and the city's crazy moves. We got stories hotter than the Florida grooves. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. On Hoppy Hour, where the real begins. Turn it up loud, let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix. Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix. Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix. Bringing the fix.
I think we know what we're bringing. Also, bring some beer if you can.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Oh, damn it. It was a perfect transition. I got to unmute YouTube. That's probably important if you're playing a YouTube clip.
After last year's hurricanes, the city of Gulfport was taking its first steps towards reopening the prized beach area near the casino. And then came a round of heavy storms on Sunday night.
Those storms wiped out many of the repairs that the city had just made. And
I know this sounds really sacrilegious, but this is why I don't believe in God, man. Like, Gulfport was finally getting back on their feet, and then this happens.
Have created now some new issues.
But as Fox 13's Kaylee Tracy shows us, the city is determined to get through the latest setback.
Well, I don't know.
Is it tiresome? Yeah, but you learn every time, you know, this, after everything we've been through, this was the easiest cleanup.
Sunday night's storm forced water into Gulfport Beach Bazaar in downtown Gulfport. As manager Michael Hooper put it, it wasn't the first time and it won't be the last. A little closer to Boca Ciega Bay, the beach took a beating.
We'll do the necessary emergency repairs needed to restabilize the beach.
This is what the beach looked like less than a month ago after crews finished phase one of the beach stabilization project, fixing the mess Hurricane Milton made. The $184,000 project put more than 1,400 tons of sand into the area west of the casino.
That's
but it
good.
Didn't last for long.
Unfortunately, with Sunday night's rain event, we did experience erosion, and now we've set back to stabilize.
Poor friggin' Gulfport. It's such a great place to party.
The beach once again.
So crews will be back at it again, making new repairs so they can move on with the next phase, stabilize. Sizing the sidewalk.
This is certainly a step backwards than our moving forward approach.
Sunday's storm also caused a 6-inch water main break near O'Maddy's, which would have been protected by a seawall, which was.
All right, so there's that. And then there's this freaking mutant.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
So take a look at this video. It's from Lake Winterset in Polk County. It caught Sheriff Judd's attention. He calls it a riot and says deputies arrested a handful of the people on various charges. But residents along the lake say this isn't the first time that they have seen disruptive and inappropriate behavior. And they tell Fox 13's Carla Byron.
You know, these boomers are just jealous that they ain't partying anymore.
We've had enough.
That is.
It's an all-out brawl on Lake Winterset. One man is knocked out cold.
Bunch of mutants.
Well,
my Celta listeners, too.
Others are pummeled, all while a child watches from a boat.
We're going to lock y'all up until you figure out that you can't misbehave in the community.
Misbehave.
That you can't fight.
Faith.
That you can't knock people unconscious. It's over, folks.
This brawl happened on August 2nd on a private vacant lot that looks like a small island. Sure. Polk County deputies arrested eight people who...
They all look like a bunch of chads.
They say we're all friends at one.
They look like people that would write mean comments on my page. Bunch of mutants.
Point, including a 17-year-old minor. But this fight wasn't a one-off. RJ Webb's parents live on the shoreline, and he says this kind of inappropriate behavior, including sexual behavior, has been happening for years.
You can't even have
run the train.
My kids swim at my grandparents' house or have them outside on the weekends with how bad and how vulgar some of the music is. And then,
oh yeah, you know, F that beat.
With the fights happening down there, it's only a matter of time before someone pulls a gun out or something like that.
Well, don't manifest that, dummy.
We have historically tried to warn, to educate. Because we want family.
Trust me, Grady, you ain't educating anybody.
These together on our lakes, having a good time together. But these kind of knuckleheads here.
Knuckleheads.
Doing this stuff.
These rascals. What about the knucklehead you voted for as president?
Disrupts everything.
All right, I'm sick of hearing about Grady Jones. Shrek 5 has been delayed until 2027, so that's terrible. Call Her Daddy's Alex Cooper used to have her rent paid for by sugar daddies. So she used to be a hooker. I'm kidding. Heather Cole, who was the woman who was married to Bubba the Love Sponge, and she was the one that was having sex with Hulk Hogan on camera. She was seen walking into like a 7-Eleven in Tampa, and all these mutants on the Bubba Army and Howard Stern Reddit page were calling her ugly. I mean, yeah, she's had plastic surgery done, but she's still got a rocking body. She has on some yoga pants and like a sports bra. You see those chests. I'm not trying to sexualize her. I've partied with Heather before. She bought me shots on my 23rd birthday. She's a really nice lady. Mm-hmm. So what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is I kind of feel bad for her in a weird way that, like, she just wanted to give what's his name a good time being Hulk Hogan, and then all these mutants online that would totally get a boner if she walked in the same room as them. We're like, she's ugly. Da, 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 da. You're all a bunch of loser incels. You know that? You're all losers. If you really think that's a good idea, you're kind of an idiot. Mm-hmm. Here is Kid Cudi talking about his cocaine addiction he used to have.
That was my life for a while. You know, I was running to the grave, and I had a death wish, and I was so dark and suicidal.
Yeah. You really start this book lying on the floor of your apartment here in New York, thinking you're going to die from a cocaine overdose.
I would love to interview this guy. He's my hero.
Yeah.
And you were at the peak of your success.
It was just starting. I mean, the success was there, but happiness, like, I don't think I felt happy.
I relate to that. It's called being depressed.
I think I had a hard time dealing with the fame, and the reason why I was doing cocaine was so I could maintain, so I didn't blow my brains out.
Poor guy. I can relate to that, but it was with alcohol. When you're suicidal, man, it's freaking hard. Alex Zamora says, no threesome with me and Lewis. That's reserved for my future hubby. I've heard the scandalous things about when you have a trifecta, and a lot of times the girl can get jealous of the other girl. Maybe it's better at giving mouth hugs or going up and down or scooting back and forth. Mm-hmm. It causes a lot of trouble. And my ex one time, who's in the girls now, was like, well, she was always in the girls. She wanted to have a threesome, but I wasn't allowed to do anything with her and the girl. And I was like, I don't like that. That ain't fair. Mm-hmm.
I feel like on dating shows, you get that kind of like energy where it's like, oh my God, you just met. Why are you so forward? Or like, and I love that you were like, I'd be down for a threesome. Like, mentioned it with Louie and Sandy. You're like, wait.
God, not everybody needs a podcast.
Just join me with the couple. Like,
wait. Let me put this on the table. A throuple was never on the table.
I have a table.
That was Louie's mind.
Kleenex is around the table.
Got it.
But, you know, I was talking about, like, my future husband. So, okay. Got it.
So that's something you would do with someone you're already committed to. You would do like a throuple threesome situation, not on a
vibe, but like, I don't want to know the girl's name.
You know, her father wasn't present when she was a kid. Sophie Range says that Lil Tay, who recently just joined OnlyFans, which I've kind of avoided the story. She said she wanted to be on OnlyFans since she was 9, which kind of creeped me out. She wants to have a boxing match with Sophie Rain, the highest paid OnlyFans girl. And for an example, these girls are not actually doing any sex on camera. A lot of boomers think that like they're just going to be open up their veg, but a lot of times they're just taking pictures. And Sophie Rain says she's just doing it for attention. This world we're in, when you're 9 years old and you're saying to yourself, I want to be on OnlyFans, and then you're doing like a ticking talk of waiting until you turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all these guys are waiting. Jerry Jones says he beat stage 4 melanoma. Well, that's good. Maybe not good for the Cowboys, but good for you. There's something else that's kind of funny. I don't think that I will be talking about Taylor Swift's appearance on the New Heights podcast. I just don't think it's worth it. I don't dislike Taylor. I don't like her, but I just don't think it's interesting. She was like doing a rant where she was making fun of male sports fans because people are sick of seeing her on TV. And when I saw her take that angle, I was like, you're not that worth it on my show. Here is Kid Cudi saying why he testified for Cassie.
How did you feel going into that situation?
Oh, man.
This is him on Call Her Daddy.
I felt I was calm. You know, I was there because I had to be. Like, I first they asked, I said no. They asked again, I said no. Then I got subpoenaed. And I was like,
I wasn't subpoenaed this morning, but that's how I felt when I had to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around.
Oh, yeah. Since we are out of St. Petersburg, Florida, let's play some St. Pete rap from 1999. Here is Hit 'Em Up Hustlers and the Gotti Family with Dangerous Living.
Bush was another way besides dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start again. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping. But since we on this side, we got no choice but to deal with it. Lord, show us another way besides dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start again. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping. But since we on this side, we got no choice but to deal with it.
So tell me, how can I cope and where to find hope? Why you left me all alone in the zone, helpless? I'm feeling selfish, parking my guns, looking for ends, robbing niggas for fun, feeling shady for my lady friends. Beamers and Benz, fuck friends. It's all about the cash, building a stash. I plot it with a ski mask. Money over matter, no bullshitting. Gotta get it legit. Therefore, I hit the studio and start spitting. Mm-hmm. Recognize game as a juvenile and still a child of the wild. It burned in my heart. I spread the fumes of some incense, release from my lungs and watch the smoke rise. That's when I know where it's from. But I'm still trapped and I'm only getting deeper. Surrounded by foes and a po-po, feeling the heat.
Lord, show us another way to start the dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start again. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping. But since we on this side, we got no choice but to deal with it. Lord, show us another way to start the dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start again. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping. But since we on this side, we got no choice but to deal with it.
See, Jizzle, young nigga stepping on the scene. Sick and tired of nickel and dimes, trying to sink a triple beam. Fiending for the game like you know they do dope. Smoking every day, wondering if there's still any hope. Lord, forgive me for my sins, but to me that's the only way. With three kids, struggling, trying to get paid. Hey, you want a poly ghetto fabulous. Want my kids to have the things in life that I never did. And sometimes I wild and sometimes I smile. I never thought my life would end up this way ever since a juvenile. Trials and tribulations, the end is what we facing. I hope it be better days for the next generation. And what we got to do to start getting. And why are we stuck in this dangerous living? And sometimes I feel my life ending, but I got to deal with it. But we got to deal with it.
Lord, show us another
away from some dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start again. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping. But since we on this earth, we got no choice but to deal with it.
Give me my bucket back, you down in the car. Yeah, you took it. Told you coffee, smoking weed, and turn the block. With the pedal to the floor, drank the D.O.D. While I'm looking for holes to build my E.O.T.s. But no, devil, you had to stop that. I guess you hate to see a player balling, especially black. So how can they figure, how should I act? Without no driver license, I guess I got a jet black. Through the process, throwing dope out my pockets. I know I hustle for the dope, but I gotta drop it. Cause getting caught with dope is like committing murders. That's why I had to jump fences like I'm jumping over hurdles. Running through somebody's yard from the police. Saying to myself, these devils gotta show me where the penitentiary door at. That's where they trying to put us onto the Lord. Let's act.
Another way to start the dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start again. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping. But since we on this earth, we got no choice but to deal with it. Lord, show us another way to start the dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start again. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping. But since we on this earth, we got no choice but to deal with it.
They got my mind locked in a maze. These days, me and my niggas be walking around with AKs. So Lord, tell me otherwise to these things I do. Like when I hang on the corner drinking brew, smoking a blunt or two with my crew like every single day, yeah. Cause illegal drug smuggling is how I get paid. See, that's the type of nigga that I am. A young ass nigga stuck in this game who just don't give a damn about these homes, these clothes, all these riches. I guess that's why I stay broke, go to fuck quarter bus and call ass bitches. Dreaming of these riches, but it seems I stay on a road taking bullshit bitches.
Lord, show another way to start this dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start again. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping. But since we on this earth, we got no choice but to deal with it. Lord, show us another way to start this dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start again. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping. But since we on this earth, we got no choice but to deal with it.
Likes to say, like me. Look at me. I'm like him. That's how we'll end that.
856-49 Happy.
This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava in Kratom Bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive. And that's in Largo at Sweet B for Bula. If you go there and you tell Colin Hollister I sent you, he'll hook you up. This is also being brought to you by Daisy Beezy Honey at DaisyBeezyHoney.com. When I tell you they have the best Delta 8 CBD honey, I'm a man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop, a honey sticker, or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DaisyBeezyHoney.com and check out his promo code Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E. This is being brought to you by Fortify.com, F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E. .com for the best pre and post workout. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need, I go there. WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go there. Also, this is being brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com, 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard, and that is in Tampa. But you got to sign up ahead of time. You can't just go, "Hey, Rich, can I get a haircut?" Go to RichKBarber.com. And finally, are you as mentally ill as me? Are you as crazy as me? Probably not. But go to CounselingOnCall.net if you live in Florida or Maryland, and there you can sign up to get help with your mental health. CounselingOnCall.net. Okay, we're going to come back in a happy hour and keep this party going and going. after this.
It's you and me, Ryan Hoppy.
That's me, baby.
Mm-hmm. Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
You guys, you're doing good. Let's hang on and do our thing. Question out there to the Howard Stern haters. You're all jealous. Anthony Cumia, Greg Uppy Hughes, Mancom Mahler, Mark Kay, all these radio guys I've seen talk about it. Man, you got nothing else. Man, Funk Dead. Da, 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 da. When you're talking about other people, that means you have nothing else to talk about. Oh, wait. Am I talking about myself? what is going on? All right. Here.
Woohoo! Hey, radio listener. It's Kevin Kline from Kline Alley Show on 106.7 K-Rock in Los Angeles. Perhaps you've never heard of us. Maybe you have.
Whatever.
Who cares? You're listening to Hoppy Hour with my boy, Ryan Hoppy. Good guy, way too tall. Definitely a product of incest.
Why? I don't know.
Did you know that Ryan Hoppy got a vasectomy? Well, now you know, and we aren't even sure why we told you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready for the last segment of the show? Let's go.
Door is closing.
Something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in
the morning. It's Hoppy Hour.
Me, Hoppy. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Stations are tuned in too.
Today on TMZ.
Okay, Jimmy Kimmel may be saying arrivederci
to bye, bitch,
America.
He has an escape plan if things get too hot with Trump.
I did get Italian citizenship.
You do?
Leave. Bye. We don't care.
How did he get it?
His mom's parents are actually from Italy.
That's how I got my Italian citizenship, through my mom's mom.
How illegal are you in this country?
So the Jonas Brothers kick off their 20th anniversary tour and bring out none other than Demi Lovato.
All right, I'll see about this because of copyright. Also, I don't care. I shall let it play.
Which is unbelievable.
Insane.
It's amazing.
I couldn't even sleep. I was watching videos all night.
That's not healthy. That's called being in a cult.
Yeah. Them performing. She's truly back and better than ever.
God, I have never seen you so animated.
Mark Gergo says, if Donald Trump pardons Diddy,
would Diddy pledge allegiance to Donald Trump?
You want to know the truth? I think yes.
Trump is
duh, he's whipped.
He's already been saying, I'm probably not going to pardon him because he said some bad things about me.
But that was because of 50 Cent ran in.
Donald Trump's giving him the roadmap. Start saying some good things and then maybe we can talk.
He doesn't go deeper than allegiance.
What if all the illegal immigrants just started wearing MAGA hats? He'd be like, no more deportation.
Machine Gun Kelly and Sidney Sweeney possibly
hooked up.
Kyle
P wants to know if there's any truth to the rumor you and Sidney Sweeney were more than just friends.
Kyle P, shut up, dude.
Her stock's gone up with all of this, hasn't it?
How?
I want to know, like, about her politics.
Only Harvey looks at Sidney Sweeney and goes, it's more politics.
Because he's gay.
Saluti! Questo è TMZ Italia! Benvenuto cittadino Jimmy Kimmel, eh?
I did get Italian citizenship.
You do?
Bye, Jimmy. Leave already.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel has an escape plan to get out of America if things
get... The thing is, would he actually leave? Or is he just talking a big game?
Colbert's show got canceled and said, I hear Jimmy Kimmel is next. So, yeah.
Ah, whatever. I stopped caring about Jimmy Kimmel a minute ago. 856-49 happy. This next headline is pretty freaking weird. All right. Here.
A tomato is a bisexual thing, you see.
Helen Mirren gets candid about produce procreation. During a recent visit to The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, alongside her Thursday Murder Club co-star Pierce Brosnan, Dame Helen dropped some fun facts about fruit fornication while making salsa.
It's freaking weird.
Tomato is a bisexual thing, you see. You know the little flower?
Yes.
Well, a good way to get a tomato out of a flower is you have to tremble the flower like this.
All right, I don't think I can play that because of the copyright in the background. Sorry, I'm not happy about it either. Aldi's is here.
These days, lots of shoppers are on the hunt for value, and many are finding it at growing grocery store chain Aldi.
Seriously, Aldi, if you see this, God bless you, because you are really helping me work on a budget as far as my groceries.
Mm-hmm. With store visits up more than 7% in recent months and plans to open more than 200 stores this year, Aldi will be the third largest supermarket chain with more than 2,500 locations.
I love that they're turning all the Winn-Dixies around here into it.
According to the New York Times. Like its grocery store competitors, Trader Joe's and Lidl.
What the hell is Lidl?
Aldi has developed a cult following.
It really has.
With nearly 4 million members in a fan-created, Aldi-loving Facebook group, sharing grocery hauls and hacks.
All right, so there's that. I'll be real with you. I'll be 100 with you. Our computer's kind of acting up, so I got to be careful here and just get out of here soon.
Suffocating heat still hanging over a large section of the country.
The past like 2 weeks has been brutal.
With soaring temps in the Northeast, Southwest, and so many places in between.
That is
so hot when you wake up. And
I love it.
Still so hot when you
take that over the winter. I had to wait outside at the bus stop for about freaking, I don't know, 15 years growing up. So I'll take this.
Go to bed and
any day.
Sweating all the time.
More than 20 million under heat alerts Tuesday, from Portland, Seattle, and Las Vegas, looking at triple-digit temperatures, to the steamy northern reaches of Maine. In New York, this mom just trying to protect her baby.
I tried to stay in the shade. She wears a lot of sunblock and always with a hat. And
all right, so it's hot out. We got that news clip here.
Katy Perry responds to critics after selling out Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, if you're having to respond to critics, you care a little too much.
After selling out the iconic New York City venue, Madison Square Garden, during the August 11th stop on her Lifetime's tour, the 40-year-old has a message for the haters who said she couldn't do it. Katy tells the crowd of over 19,000 inside the venue per people, they said, no way, MSG, it couldn't be done, and I was scared too. She continues, I rolled into New York and it smelled like New York City.
That's not it doesn't sound good.
And you know what I'm talking about.
What, it smells like shit?
It was late at night. We got in from Philly and there were drunk people vomiting on the same corner as people making out. That was New York City and I loved it.
Oh, I'm sure New York City loves that ringing endorsement. All right. I'll be honest with you. I had Chipotle last night and I have not gone to the bathroom since then and it's hitting me right now, so we'll be right back.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
It's
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hey, listen, I got a new dance for y'all. They got that Superman, that Batman. What y'all know about that Peter Pan? Hey, let go.
Slide to the right, slow it up, crank that motorbike. Stop, I walk it out, do my dance, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan? Then you slide to the left, two-step, crank that Roosevelt. Do it by yourself, with no hand, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, so they need to stop. Stop it, jig with it, not free, pop, lock and drop it. Man, I'm flying in this game, no doubt, it's a route, we make it rain. They clear it out, now I snap, this the flash flood warning. Man, my niggas got money, and I laugh at broke niggas, cause all them hoes funny when I stuff up in the dope. Bitches hold they man hand, follow me to the floor, cause it's time to do my dance. Got your man eyeballing like the way I do my thing. Wanna buy me a drink, like his name was T-Pain. Man, my whole clip fly, like in another land. Everybody, everyone, gonna crank that Peter Pan. Yup. Slide to the right, slow it up, crank that motorbike. Stop, I walk it out, do my dance, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan? Then you slide to the left, two-step, crank that Roosevelt. Do it by yourself, with no hand, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan?
I make him stop, drop and roll, cause that nigga, he on fire. If I hate her, tell you different, then damn it, he a lie. I ain't even gotta try, that's it. Get my blood, 4-5 on my side, so that nigga still a thrill. I'ma crank that Michael Jackson, crank that Thriller too. Everybody clear the float, why me, this is what I do. 1-2 step, Steve Harvey with them square toe. Mustang Lane niggas on the wall with them square hoe. I'ma take it back to heartbeats, call me Eddie Kane. Twinkle toe, Fred Flintstone, watch me do my thing. Cat Williams with it, baseball bat, then I hopscotch. Roosevelt let's shout it from the back, if she top notch.
Right, slow it up, crank that motorbike. Stop, I walk it out, do my dance, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan? Then you slide to the left, two-step, crank that Roosevelt. Do it by yourself, with no hand, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan?
The South is so sweet, like Willy Wonka made it. My mama say the dances are too complicated. I said, mama, the music are like jumper cables. Turn the music on and do it like me, baby. Hey, bartender, pull me up a big cup. And to the DJ, man, turn that bitch up. Turn that bitch up and let me see you, Peter Pan. Got more wood in your mouth than Derek Jeter's hand. I'm talking to the pussy nigga standing on the wall. The club is a gym, bitch, and we came here to ball. You always come and never do shit. That's why I fuck with the white. The white around your lips.
Slide to the right, slow it up, crank that motorbike. Stop, I walk it out, do my dance, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan? Then you slide to the left, two-step, crank that Roosevelt. Do it by yourself, with no hand, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan?
They say you skin Peter butter, so I get the Peter Pan on. Women looking at me like that boy think he the man, home. Other niggas trying it, but they got the whole dance wrong. With both thorns out, about to fly to Neverland, home. Why me crank that Peter Pan? Quit hating on me, Captain Hook. You can learn to dance too. All you gotta do is look, they all on my space. Even cranking it on YouTube. Have you ever seen a nigga pause and crank that Blue Clue? Nigga crank that Peter Pan. Bitches crank that Tinkerbell. Soulja Boy can't rap, but how many records did he sell? So keep them niggas dancing, that's what's gonna make your record sell. I just made a song about a motherfucking fairy tale.
Slide to the right, slow it up, crank that motorbike. Stop, I walk it out, do my dance, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan? Then you slide to the left, two-step, crank that Roosevelt. Do it by yourself, with no hand, crank that Peter Pan. Why me crank my Peter Pan? Why me crank my Peter Pan? Maddie Ho can't do my dance, why me crank my Peter Pan? Yup.
Oh, yeah. I think the point of that song was to say that they were cranking their Peter Pan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I was cranking it.
The hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. You're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Are you guys ready for the madness? All right.
Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy
gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to my inbox. Congratulations. I got about a million of these. Congratulations on joining the Tom Bernard Show. He is a radio legend, and it is one goat working with another. I need about 25 more years of radio before I'm in a goat status. But seriously, I've been listening to Tom Bernard for about 15 years now. I listened to the KQ podcast, and I was listening to his podcast that he does with Hubbard Radio and his family. It's a great podcast, the Tom Bernard Show. And he was talking about how a lot of people in Minneapolis think he retired because KQRS said he retired. Well, I emailed him and said, hey, I would love to do social media for you to help promote that you're back. And I got hired. So shout out to Tom Bernard, king of Minneapolis radio and podcast. And last night, I took a selfie of me at the gym because I was a little manic, a little bipolar. And Justin Nettleback, who's worked for Free Beer and Hot Wings, and Brian, Allie, and Justin on Q101 in Chicago said, dude, I appreciate your vulnerability and honesty. Wishing you the best. Would love to talk mental health to you sometime. Justin, if you're listening, you are invited whenever. This next headline's infuriating.
Greg Gutfeld!
The Tonight Show's Jimmy Fallon is getting slammed and praised for having Fox TV personality Greg Gutfeld.
What the hell happened to, if somebody has an opposing opinion, you can't be around him anymore? I don't like where this country's going. You know, Jimmy Kimmel probably hit up Jimmy Fallon like the little bitch he is. Like, why'd you have him on? We're so sensitive. This is why our country's so separated. It's because we're mad that Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon's being a nice guy.
Greg Gutfeld!
The Tonight Show's Jimmy Fallon is getting slammed and praised for having Fox TV personality Greg Gutfeld as a guest on his show.
Whatever.
We've met before.
Yes, you have no memory of it.
Greg Gutfeld's amazing. He used to be on Opie and Anthony. I'm not a big fan of his politics, but he is funny.
It's understandable because we were wasted.
Okay.
Gutfeld appeared on the show.
You know, Jimmy Fallon doesn't appreciate that.
To promote a new game show he's hosting for Fox Nation. They steered clear of politics. Gutfeld hosts his own late...
That's all you gotta do?
...night show on Fox, and it's become a favorite for conservatives who see it as an alternative to the three big broadcast rivals of Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel. On social media, there's been plenty of blowback to Gutfeld's appearance last...
You're all losers if you're doing that.
Thursday, lots of folks were upset that The Tonight Show would give Gutfeld a platform. Jimmy kissed the conservative ring, goes one comment.
Who cares about these comments? They don't know your job. They don't know how to do things.
But others came to his defense. Very brave of him to have Gutfeld on.
Brave? It's just another human being that poops in the morning that's going to die someday. Who cares? If somebody has an opposing political opinion, I don't care. I just don't want to talk about it.
Go ahead.
Fallon caught similar heat back in 2016 when he had then-candidate Donald Trump on his show and playfully tousled his hair.
Oh, yeah.
It caused a firestorm.
All right. We're doomed as a country. If you cannot have somebody with an opposing opinion on, how are we ever supposed to improve things? You know, this next person's opposing opinion is always annoying.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
And I am so excited. I have loved all the time I have had with my family. I have loved it. It's been great.
I did.
But as an almost 30-year-old woman, I need...
Yeah, you're a little past your prime.
...my own space.
Savannah Chrisley moving out and moving on.
You know her. Dad's like, yay, I can bring more men over!
Mm-hmm. After her parents, Todd and Julie's prison release.
I think all the responsibilities I have had for 2.5 years have been so overwhelming that I literally just want to walk out my door, lock it, and leave. Not have to worry about a yard and pool and all the things. So
all the things.
To a condo and...
Gonna have a lot of boys there.
And...
She never gets to a point. I'm a freaking annoying broad.
I'm so excited.
I bet they can't wait to get rid of you.
In the past 2.5 years, I have fought. Like, that was my number one priority.
She might have the most annoying voice ever. And that's coming from me.
Getting my parents home.
They're home, and now Savannah's got a new one, revealing the major life change on her Unlocked with Savannah Chrisley podcast.
Get it, they're unlocked. Now. Get it, because they're not in prison anymore, even though they should be, but the rich and elite always win in this terrible country.
The 28-year-old reality star was previously living with her younger siblings, Grayson and Chloe, acting as their mom, while their real parents served over 2 years behind bars.
Mm-hmm. Which they should be.
Following their fraud and tax evasion convictions.
It's more so for the kids to show them that, like, it doesn't matter what comes your way.
What?
You just show up. You show up, you say yes, and you put your best foot forward.
Oh, yeah.
But now that Todd and Julie are fresh out the slammer and back together.
It's honestly felt
like, you know, Todd likes the slammer.
Like such a dream to have them at home.
Savannah says it's time to go, but not too far.
Yeah, of course not. You're a Gen Z girl.
Moving into a condo here in Nashville. And
there's nothing better than moving out of, and my mom's not going to like me saying this, but there's nothing better than moving to like the other part of the country. You have freedom. Yeah, you miss your parents, but of course, Savannah wouldn't move far. She's a baby.
And I am super excited. I'm just so ready to have my safe space fully designed and furnished and organized and to just get on my healthy routine. I'll be able to walk to gyms.
It is. And have everybody notice me.
Coffee shops.
And then poop afterwards.
Restaurants.
And then poop afterwards.
All of the things. So I'm ready to make up for the past 2.5 years. I'm in a place in life to where, like, I'm not saying no to anything. It's just if an opportunity presents itself, I'm taking it and I'm running with it.
What about OnlyFans?
It tracks that Savannah's staying close to
it tracks.
Chrisley Coop, as cameras follow their every move on their new Lifetime reality series, The Chrisleys Back to Reality.
Trust me, there is no reality in that dumb family. Oh, yeah. Just had to get that off my chest. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Go to tinyurl.com/happyhour2025. tinyurl.com/HOPPEHOUR2025 to vote Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppe as best podcast, best radio show, radio station, and best radio host by the creative loafing of Tampa Bay. tinyurl.com/HOPPEHOUR2025. RyanHoppyRadio.com is the website. Ryan Hoppe Radio on all social media. And spread the word. I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care what gender you identify as long as you're listening, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok, clocks are juking, playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppe on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppe hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixed and Hoppe like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppe hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppe like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppe hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show.
show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on Snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. I'm coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping around the river's bend. Hoppy jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.